So we're looking for the scouting report here. Nick Robertson, what can you tell us about this player other than he's a pretty good goal scorer?
Yeah, no, he's an elite goal scorer. There's no question about it. This is not like, you know, Nick has had a good season. Nick's an elite goal scorer. That's what he is. One of the hardest working players you'll ever see. Spends lots of time on it. And Leaf fans will definitely hear about Nick.
Who is with the team this year with other prospects? Do you find it a struggle to kind of to, you know, when you get a player this good, sometimes it can be hard to find them players to play with. Is he a kind of guy that likes to play with certain type of player, or is he kind of the guy that you can throw out there in any situation?
Well, it's funny. We've had a lot of, and we came out of Christmas, had a real sickness, a real flu through the team. Lions got juggled. We had a lot of injuries and Lions got juggled, and it didn't matter. Power plays were changed. Nick's played with pretty much almost every forward on the team this year. And Nick missed basically a full month being away at the World Juniors. And he still, it's like, you know, you're pretty much guaranteeing you're banking on as a coaching staff that Nick's scoring a goal a game, and he doesn't let you down that way.
What do you try to get to work on him though? Cause I find this is, real tough for a lot of coaches, I think, in, you know, the NCAA level and the OHL level. How do you get a guy like that who's so skilled to maybe see the other side of the game? You've been around the game of hockey a long time and you know what it takes. What has that process kind of worked? Cause I'll be honest, in King, I played for the Frontenacs for 4 years and it was all about scoring goals and how much offense I could get. Then you get to the pro level. It's like, all right, now you got to check. Now you got to hit. Now you got to play defense. Now you got to do something maybe you haven't done before. How do you kind of get through to a guy like Nick?
Yeah, you know, it's a great point. I coached a lot of guys in Europe that played in the OHL or played junior, played college. When I was especially in Germany, there was a ton of players that played in this, like Robbie Schrempf. I coached Robbie Schrempf there, you know, an elite player in junior, first round pick, very, very talented guy. And one thing, you know, I'm trying to tell them is there's another side of the game and you're trying to teach them that. And the one thing about Robbie is he's very, very receptive of getting better. Like he wants lots of video. He wants individual video. He wants team video, line video. He is an extremely hardworking player, and I remember before the draft talking to Toronto, a couple other teams about him, saying the one thing that it's going to be hard to beat with this kid is his work ethic. Mm-hmm. And so I think over time, you know, Robbie will ask questions. He wants to know. You're trying to help them all about turnovers and where that can hurt you at the next level. Sometimes. You know, he moves the puck really quick. He can get it back really quick and be ready to shoot from any area of the ice. The thing with him is he scores goals so many different ways. He's got a great one-timer like Ovechkin on the power play type of like, you know, he's in that hole. Then he can come down the strong side, coming downhill. Then you can put him in a situation where on the, you know, shorthand, he got his 50th of the night. On a breakaway, he scores with Deeks. He can score through, you know, five hole. He goes under the bar. So his scoring ability is elite. And as he goes, he will learn the other parts of the game because he wants to play in the National Hockey League.
Robert Wilson is the head coach of the Peterborough Petes and the head coach of Nick Robertson, the Leafs' second round draft pick from last June, who's got 50 goals in 43 games so far this season. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
How much control or how much do you hear from the Maple Leafs organization with Nick? Are they calling you every couple of weeks to usually have player development or personnel come down and work with him in practice? How does that work? Because I know different organizations do different things. Some teams don't talk to them at all, but some have a real pulse and are always talking to the head coach on the development of their prospects.
Yeah, Toronto keeps in touch a lot. They They want to know how their guys are doing. They want to know, you know, about a whole bunch of things. They'll send guys up to the gym workouts here. Barbara Underhill's come up and done power skating, you know, with our picks. And then, you know, they're asking about if, you know, a player's not in the lineup. You know, they want to know. They're pretty on it. So whether it's myself or the general manager, Mike Oak, Mike talks a lot to Scott Pellerin a lot. And, you know, they really want to know how they're doing. And they're keeping a close eye for sure.